Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Owen Barwell, Deputy Chief Financial Officer at the U.S. Department of Energy. Also joining in our studios from IBM is Dennis Kayser. Owen, given your perspective, how has the role of the government CFO changed over the last decade, and to what extent has this change enabled the government CFOs to provide leadership in promoting efficient management and government resources and assets?
Al, that's a great question. I think I've already touched on what I call the evolving footprint of the office of the CFO or the CFO itself. And it has changed, and I think it will continue to change as we move away from large organizations that focus on transaction processing and financial reporting and fiscal controls and very, very little on decision support. And I think the changing role of the CFO is to be in an organization where we actually use technology, new business processes, different skill sets, capabilities, and focus less on the transaction processing either through outsourcing or using technology to automate a lot of our work. We use financial reporting tools that are already available to us. In fact, it's we should all recognize that we are able to generate quarterly financial statements and our annual financial statements within 15 days of closing our books, which is, for an organization our size, in fact, a tremendous capability. Again, it's something that should not go unrecognized in any way. We've invested heavily in our fiscal controls, relying on COTS, commercial off-the-shelf business systems, as well as investing heavily in our A123 program to implement Sarbanes-Oxley-like internal controls in our organization. The role of the CFO is not only taking care of those particular activities, but now actually using the data that we generate to turn that into information to help us in supporting the significant and key decisions that are made in the department. So I see the role of the government CFO, it definitely has changed, and I think it will continue to change and evolve as we continue our investments in new ways of working. And not to be disingenuous to bean counters, but we really are moving from being a bean counter to really one of a business partner in the organization.
That's great. That's great. So, Owen, this obviously brings up iManage. Can you tell us a little bit about what this is and how does it seek to achieve improved financial and business efficiencies?
Yes, iManage is, for want of a better term, our business transformation program. It's been around for several years now. In fact, we implemented PeopleSoft HR, our human resources solution, in 1999. We also implemented Oracle Financials, our accounting system, in April of 2005. And we continue with the program implementing our procurement solution. It's CompuSearch's Prism product. We're rolling that out right now. And we're also in the design phases of implementing a new budget system using Cognos and Documentum as the software platform to enable that new system. But it's more than just implementing systems. What I'm really looking for in iManage is not only implementing those systems successfully, but really thinking about how we do business and changing our business processes to be more effective and efficient and making sure that we have the right organization in place to be able to operate those business systems and the business processes that go with it.
So as a follow-up, given the complexity and the magnitude of the iManage program, could you highlight for us some of the key lessons that you've learned so far from this effort?
Yes, and I draw upon my experience at NASA, too, where I was in their business transformation program for just over 3 years. I think the key thing is not to just focus on implementing systems. You really got to look at the business processes that you're changing, take advantage of new systems implementations to re-engineer those processes to be more efficient, more effective. And last but not least, you really have to look at the people side of things. I think you can invest heavily in business systems and the systems architecture to make sure that these systems are not going to fail. Inherent within these business systems come business processes that you have a degree of flexibility to operate, but not much. But what makes these systems, these types of programs successful are the people. If you actually look at statistically in terms of the population of people adopting new technology, typically half the people will be with you and half of you will be very, very late adopters. So employing effective change management strategies to make sure that you really do have executive sponsorship, that you have sponsorship at the middle management level, and you invest in your people to be able to operate these new systems and business processes, that really, really is quite critical. And very often the easy thing to do is invest in IT, hardware and software, and not invest in the training and the organizational development types of activities that you need to be able to operate these programs successfully.
So, and as you know, the private sectors work closely with the federal government to assist in improving financial systems and processes, you know, through conducting financial statement audits and even performing financial operations. But in your view, what can the private sector do to better improve efficiency and effectiveness of our government's financial management?
Dennis, I think it's really about innovation. And I look at that in two ways. One is to really understand the needs of the federal government, and also to try and apply best practices that have been derived, understood, and applied in the private sector also. So it's really about innovation, bringing new ideas, thoughts, methods, tools, systems into the federal government to really help us get those efficiencies and drive and be effective in our financial management operations.
I'd like to switch gears a little bit here, Owen. Could you tell us about CFOjobs.gov? You know, what are some of its key features, and to what extent does it actually provide a one-stop shop, you know, for folks seeking federal financial management opportunities?
Yeah, this is a project of ours that we're running at the Department of Energy, but it's really our sponsor is the CFO Council. And we are working with the Office of Personnel Management and the folks at USAjobs.gov, too, in this effort. If you think about what I've already talked about my organization, across the Department of Energy, we have about 860 finance professionals, and we forecast that in 5 years we'll lose about a third of those people through retirements. I think the number is around 59,000. I think that is the number of financial management professionals across the government. 59,000. And if you imagine the same sort of workforce profile, we're going to be losing a third of those folks too. So just making sure that we can use new technology, new ways of working, re-engineered processes to allow us, enable us to be able to do more with less. But we are going to have to recruit to fill some of that gap, that shortage, very clearly. And CFO Jobs is our very early attempt to build a community around financial management, to be able to attract talent into financial management within the U.S. government. We have a beta site available at the moment. It's at www.cfojobs.gov. We will be improving the existing site over time to introduce commonly referred to Web 2.0 types of technologies. So we're trying to generate a buzz and interest in financial management in the government to attract talent into financial management in the U.S. government. And this we see as a useful tool to enable us to be able to do that. It's not going to solve the issue entirely, but if we can actually build a sense of community around financial management in the government, I think this will go a long way to be able to help.
So Owen, you've spoke a little bit about innovation and performance management. However, there seems to be a growing perception that, you know, some federal finance and budgeting organizations are becoming more compliance-oriented as opposed to actually providing, you know, analysis to policymakers and program managers. So given your perspective, is there any validity to such a perception? And if there is, what can be done to move beyond the trend?
Well, I think reality is perception. I think we are labored by further compliance-oriented requirements on our organization. But I don't think that is anything new, nor is it likely to change, I don't think. In fact, one of my assumptions when I look at my workforce profile, I may be losing a third to retirement, but I'm also recognizing that in 5 years that we're actually going to get more and more work to do. So the actual workforce gap is bigger than that third. It's more like 40 or 50% of potential workload. But again, I come back to what I see as our evolving footprint. We are not going to get away from any of these compliance-oriented activities, but I think there will be even more demand to provide that informed analysis. We are trying to establish a culture where we are professional, that we work hard and play hard, We try and meet the high expectations of our customers, but we're also smart money, and we are more than just the numbers. We go beyond the numbers. We're curious. We're dogged with our analysis. We provide the truth. We are striving to be sought out as an independent arbiter, an advisor. We run all of the business systems within the department, so we are expecting to be asked to have a seat at the table when many of the major decisions are being made. So we're not quite there yet. I think we are recognizing that our footprint is evolving, and we need to create a new culture to be able to reflect that. But I don't think we're going to get away from the compliance work. It's just, it's a way of life for the CFO.
So, Owen, earlier you used the term enablers. To what extent do you see the increasing use of social networking technologies, such as blogs and wikis, as tools in communicating the importance of accountability and progress in performance?
That's a good question, Al. In fact, I have an interest in these kinds of technologies. At the department, I've initiated and sponsored the development and soon-to-be-rolled-out portal. This portal encompasses some of the technologies that you talked about in terms of blogs and wikis and a valuable tool in communicating across our financial management community. For me, the problem that we're trying to solve here is that we have actually invested very heavily in business systems. And now it's our job to try and integrate the data amongst those business systems and really try to turn that data into information to enable the decisions that are being made in the department. So again, this is a way that I think we can use these sorts of technologies to enable our evolving footprint and the culture that we're trying to create in the organization.
What does the future hold for the U.S. Department of Energy? We will ask Owen Barwell, Deputy Chief Financial Officer, to share with us when we return on the Business of Government Hour.